Hello, my name is Roger. Hello, my name is Roger, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Could you help us answering us a few questions?
I got a minute or two.
Thank you. And may I know, do you or does any member in your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, or an advertising agency?
No.
Thank you. And with which political party are you registered? Will you say Republican, Democrat, or unaffiliated?
Who we tend to vote for?
Yeah.
That's the question, Republican.
Thank you. And as you may know, very few people actually vote in the primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State's legislature, and local offices like school board on Tuesday, August the 20th?
You are breaking up. Restate the question.
Yes. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary elections for the state, Florida State Legislature, and local offices like school board on Tuesday, August the 20th? You will definitely vote, very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely to vote, or you will not vote at all?
Oh, definitely.
Thank you. And what is your main racial background? Will you say African American, Asian, white Caucasian, Hispanic?
I'm white Caucasian.
Thank you. And may I know your age?
I'm 58.
Thank you. And generally speaking, will you say things in your community are going in the right direction or they have gotten off on the wrong track?
I mean locally, or are you talking nationally?
No, locally.
Locally, it's okay.
Thank you. And from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials focus on most to help you and your family? For example, traffic and congestion, K-12 education, illegal immigration, hurricane and flooding preparation, housing and property insurance costs, abortion, overdevelopment, crime and public safety, or inflation and the cost of living like gas and groceries?
Immigration, illegal immigration and traffic.
Thank you. And you will now be giving a list of some public officials in Florida and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. And if you don't have an opinion or never heard about the person, just tell me as well. The first is Ron DeSantis.
Favorable.
Somewhat or very?
Very.
Thank you. What about Joe Biden?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. And what about Donald Trump?
Very favorable.
Thank you. And from the following list, which issue should your county school board focus on most to improve K-12 education? For example, improving the academic rating of schools, allowing teachers to enforce classroom discipline, increasing teachers' pay, strengthening school safety and security measures, increasing school choice options, ensuring well-qualified teachers are hired and retained, or reducing class sizes?
Enforcing classroom discipline and school choice.
Thank you. And you will now be asked about some organization and groups that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. And, you know, if you haven't heard about this organization, just let me know as well. And, for example, your local PTA or PTO?
I don't know anything about them.
Thank you. What about your traditional public schools? Do you have a favorable opinion or unfavorable?
Restate the question, please.
And tell me if you have an unfavorable opinion or favorable about the organizations that I'm going to tell you. And on this one is the traditional public schools, like the public school that every time has been around.
I mean, the school board? You have an accent and it's not driving, so I'm having difficulty understanding your question.
And I just want to know if you have a favorable opinion or unfavorable about the traditional public schools.
Traditional public schools, if they
yeah.
went to the basics, would be somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. And what about charter schools?
If they teach them how to read, write, and do arithmetic, favorable. I don't have kids, so I don't know.
Oh, I understand. What about Moms for Liberty?
Moms for Liberty? I'm always for
yeah.
liberty, just whether they're a leftist organization wanting stuff or just want basic reading, writing, and arithmetic. I don't know.
Thank you. And what about teachers? What is your opinion about them, like generally speaking?
Generally speaking, the individuals are fine. The organizations suck.
Okay, thank you very much. And what about private schools?
They seem to do a better job than public schools.
Thank you. What about your county school board?
I don't keep track of that, but...
And what about teachers' unions?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the job that your county school board is doing?
Neutral.
Well, thank you. And how will you rate the quality of schools in your neighborhood? Will you say they are excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Not enough information, but seems like we're better neighborhood right here, so I guess they're somewhat favorable.
Okay, thank you. And which of the following best describes you? The local educational issues are not of much interest to me at all. I know you already told me something related to that, but I would like you to mention it. And the second is, although they are not on top of my mind concerns, I consider myself somewhat engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community. And the third one, I consider myself extremely engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community.
I'm somewhat engaged or somewhat interested, not engaged. I don't have children, but...
Thank you.
They need to put proper fundamentals in the minds of the kids, not progressive claptrap.
I understand. Thank you very much. And which of these following come closer to your opinion, that we need to better fund our public schools while educational choice is nice, it takes money out of our public schools and give them to wealthy private schools? And the second one, that parents should have more educational options so their children can go to the schools that best serve their needs, regardless of their zip code or income.
Two.
Okay. Thank you very much. And as you may know, the elections for school board are non-partisan, meaning that party affiliation of the candidates do not appear in your ballot. Which of the following come closer to your opinion? The first one, the political party affiliation of a school board candidate is not important to me. We should keep politics out of the classroom and will support candidates based on their individual policies and priorities. And the second one, the political party affiliation of a school board candidate is important because it will help me choose the candidate that best shares my values.
Number two, understanding and researching how Democrats sound somewhat conservative when they're in local elections, but their tendencies are not shown. So,
I understand. Thank you very much. And which of these come closer to your opinion? Many school board meetings have become too heated and political. Parents should trust the school board members they elected and try to avoid confrontation with them. This is the first one. The second one. Parents have a right to criticize their school board members if they disagree with their actions they have taken. Parents are the...
Number
parents
two.
All... Okay, thank you. And I would like to give you a series of issues, positions that the candidate may hold. Will each make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the election for a school board? This is the first one. A candidate who supports increasing public schools funding to put more money in the classroom and raise teacher salaries.
Somewhat. They get paid a pretty penny already.
Okay, thank you very much. And what about a candidate who supports enacting terms limits on school board members, meaning that school board members could only serve 2 terms or 8 years?
I'm in favor of term limits. Or limit on terms. They already have a term limit, it's just a limit on terms.
Okay, thank you very much. And what about a candidate who wants to increase transparency so parents can have a complete understanding of what their child is being taught in the classroom?
Transparency sounds great. Yes.
Thank you. What about a candidate who supports making classrooms, cell phones, and social media free zones during school hours?
Kids don't need to be playing with that crap. Focus on what you're supposed to be focused on.
Okay, will you say it makes you much more likely or somewhat more likely to vote for the candidate?
Much more likely.
Thank you. And what about a candidate who wants our schools to get back to the basics of learning? Reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Be highly in favor of.
Thank you. What about
more
a candidate? Yeah, go ahead.
More likely to vote for such person.
Okay, thank you. What about a candidate who supports the parental rights and education law that prevents elementary school teachers from teaching about sexual orientation and gender identity to the young students?
Very, very much likely to vote for them.
Thank you. What about a candidate who supports a slight increase to property taxes to increase teachers' pay, renovate and construct new school buildings, and improve school security?
Don't like it, but I guess we'll have to deal with it.
Okay. It's okay. What about a candidate who wants to ban the teaching of critical race theory in our classrooms, which says America has a history of racism and white supremacy?
That's a tilted history and not true. I mean, there's badness and there's bad history. It's all history. Teach the whole thing.
Okay, thank you very much. Would you say it's much more likely or somewhat more likely that you will vote for a candidate?
Much more likely.
Thank you. What about a candidate who supports protecting girls' sports programs by banning the participation of biological males who identify as female?
Absolutely vote for that person.
Okay, thank you very much. What about a candidate who supports putting uniformed police officers in every school in Florida?
And before, yeah, before that, yeah.
Thank you. And what about a candidate who supports increasing educational options for parents, regardless of their income or zip code?
Absolutely for that.
Thank
school
you.
Ain't done, get to another school.
Thank you very much. And now this, I'm going to ask you a short and demographic questions before we finish these classifications for purposes only. How long have you been living in Florida? Would you say 5 years or less, between 6 and 10, between 11 and 20, or more than 20 years?
More than 20.
Thank you. And if you were labeled yourself, would you say you're a liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Libertarian conservative.
Thank you. Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education that you have completed?
Some college.
Thank you. And I know you already told me this, but I would like you to mention it once again. Do you have any children or grandchildren that are below 18 years old that currently attend the school?
I have no children.
Thank you. I know, but I know that you already told me, but it is necessary for you to mention it once again.
You have to lock it in for question form.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You have
generally,
form.
Yeah, thank you very much. And generally speaking, how often do you or does someone in your household check for your mailbox? Would you say every day? Not every day, but you do it multiple times a week, once a week, or not frequently?
My wife gets the mailbox every day.
Okay, thank you. And these were all the questions that I have for you today. Thank you very much for your collaboration. I really appreciate it.
Okay, you're welcome.
Have a good day.
All right. Okay.